Jesse Jackson was a civil rights champion who most of his life fought for equality for Black and other marginalized communities. As a young man, he marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and was at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis the night Dr. King was assassinated.
I tried to feel his head and I asked him, I said, Dr. King, do you hear me? Dr. King, do you hear me? And he didn't say anything.
He was a lieutenant in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, but would split from that organization to form PUSH, People United to Save Humanity. He would later run for president twice, once in 1984 and again in 1988.
This campaign has taught me much, that leaders must be tough enough to fight, tender enough to cry, human enough to make mistakes, humble enough to admit them, strong enough to absorb the pain, and resilient enough to bounce back and keep on moving.
His life, a legacy of activism, giving a voice to the voiceless, no matter what age, like during this 1972 appearance on Sesame Street.
Okay, here we go. I am.
Somebody.
Somebody.
I am.
Somebody.
Somebody.
My clothes are different.
My clothes are different.
My face is different.
My face is different.
My hair is different.
My hair is different.
But I am.
Somebody.
His mission would lead him into the role of freelance international negotiator and spiritual advisor to world leaders, always believing in justice, love, and ready to spread a message of hope.
We must never surrender. America will get better and better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Jesse Jackson was 84. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.